That's a great way to start the morning with Ellie Holcomb here on WWIV. Getting us into the best 5 minutes of the day, a minute late, but boy, we'll forgive Ellie, won't we, Jason Cairns?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've said before, her refrain of peace be still and Andrew Peterson's song, The Rain Keeps Falling, is I could listen to for hours on end. So,
Caleb and I were having a fun conversation yesterday of, again, we love the OneFest lineup for this year, July 28th through 30th. It's just a handful of Fridays away. I'll just go ahead and 5 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, kicking it off on July 28th. I cannot wait. But we were also talking about artists we'd like to see at a future OneFest and even speculating, should we do a contest on air about guess the OneFest headliner for 2024 that might be announced this year. And Ellie Holcomb, Zach Williams, both names we'd love to see come. So
those would, yeah, both would be great to have show up there. So, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Zach was here for the Pablo Center in December, and that was fantastic. But, you know, other people like Ren Collective have come to both, so why can't he, right?
Sure. Yeah. You could also have Ellie Holcomb and then also her husband and his band, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, come. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
They're a little different type of music, but, yeah.
Bring your neighbors, for sure.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. And we could go on and on. We could get... as long as we're talking married couples, I will see that and match that. Who is, Cody Carnes and Carrie Jobe. There we go.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, it's always fun to see kind of those connections of relationships between people, parents and kids or spouses who are involved in the arts like that. Mm-hmm. So just a neat thing.
Maybe on one of the stages we could have Jason and Alex Cairns.
No, there you go. There you go. We haven't sang together for a while. I mean, we sang together in the house, but
yeah.
Publicly we haven't sung together for a while. So
yeah. Okay. It is a Friday here. It is June 23rd. I think I can lose it. Yesterday, yes, I was saying, referencing, you know, the first full day of summer, but we don't need to do that all summer long. It's the 47th day of summer, right? So.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It is my stepfather's 80th birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to him.
Yeah. So, and the baby watch is still going.
Yes.
I still have hope that the baby will be born on my stepdad's birthday. I just think that'd be a neat thing, but haven't heard yet, so.
And again, here's the thing. I mean, your daughter's, I mean, I can't say, Grace Risen. And so,
yep.
I mean, there's some fun things that could be done with it. You guys don't know the gender, though.
No, we do not. They do, but they haven't.
Right.
They've chosen not to tell us,
sure.
And it's been difficult at times to respect that.
Yeah.
As I think both Heather and I want to kind of push in and find out what the gender is, but we've really tried to not push on that. And,
inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, let's close things out. We will definitely be praying for Grace and John and baby Risen, but. And look forward to a report maybe on Monday or get the update on Baby Watch. All right, Galatians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, heading us into the weekend.
Yeah, it says, let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be? After starting your new lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?
All right, and in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle Galatians 3, 2, and 3 this way. Do you know what else takes faith? Knowing in the core of your soul that my spirit is within you. It takes faith to trust that not only were my son's crucifixion and resurrection actual events, but that Pentecost was real when my spirit descended upon the church and now dwells with and within my followers. My spirit is not a gift for rule followers. That is old way thinking. It is foolish to think that you can attain perfection by adhering to a list of do's and don'ts. Final thought.
Yeah, Paul just keeps coming back to this idea of that it's all about grace, right? That our salvation, the presence of the Spirit, is all about grace with us, and I think that it's good for us to camp on that, to remember that on a day-to-day basis, that God's Spirit is truly present with each of us.
Mm, amen. Good stuff, Jason. Thank you, my friend. And see you at breakfast tomorrow?
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. Everybody's invited. Randy, 7 o'clock. Could be a big table. We set it for six, but hey, we'll make room.
Out of my 3,100 Facebook friends, and I'm telling you what, Sam, we are so tight. We're in touch every day. I know you find that hard to believe, but anyhow, David DeGrace with a birthday today. Also, we've got some friends in Liberia that you don't know. So, Julie Fry, happy birthday today, and Tanya Barsamian. Those are some birthdays for today. Now, we'll work later on to get some birthdays at 6:45 because we want to let people... You don't want to forget the weekenders, right? I mean, you're a weekender here, working Saturdays now. So we catch a lot of you tomorrow from 7 to noon and yeah, what, 4 to 9, right?
Maybe too much of me, but yes, for sure.
Thanks for the warning. All right, so these are... Let's alternate through the celebrity birthdays. You got the first one?
Yep. I've got former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 67 years old today.
He put up with Simon for a long time, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, I see. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yep.
You said Simon, and I understand. Yep. I know who that is.
Yeah. Frances McDormand, the talented actress from a number of movies, I think she was in Fargo, 66 today.
Director Josh... How do you say that last
Whedon?
Name? Whedon, I guess, from Justice League and the Avengers. Now, those are some quality. That's some quality cinema right there. He is 59 years old today.
Selma Blair is 51. And how about Joel Edgerton?
From The Gift is 49 years old.
And Melissa Roach from Big Bang Theory is 43. We got a promise for the day?
Promise for the day from 365 Promises is from Jeremiah 49:11. I will protect the fatherless and the widows. Can trust in me. And as Mark always says, so good it bears repeating, I will protect the fatherless and widows can trust in me. Your promise of the day.
Go check the devotion at 365promises.com. We got a couple of CCM artist birthdays today. We'll work on getting a tune from Michael Johnston from Small Town Poets and try to track down his age. But hey, Jonathan Steingard of Hawk Nelson was the lead vocalist and lead guitarist of that group. He's 40 today, the big 4-0. The Wake Up Show, WWIB, and thinking about the importance of words. Yeah, boy, I've said before, I'll say it again, going to a wedding tomorrow, and my advice for every guy getting married is James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And we already played the song from Hawk Nelson, Words, earlier this morning because they're lead singer at his 40th birthday today, but... We've got something here in terms of boiling down the most important words from six down to one, Caleb.
Yeah, so for instance, number six most important words, according to this, it's six words, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's, I admit that I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Six words, and very important to be able to say that sincerely, to mean it, and to change.
Yeah, the short version of that in two words, I'm sorry, right?
There you go, right?
The five most important words, you did a great job.
Mm.
Yeah, affirmation, support, encouragement, right? Huge.
I think especially as fathers, too, to be able to give that to your children and to praise them for what they did. And sometimes I think maybe we prop things up unnecessarily, but to find things that are praiseworthy about folks, especially in your family, start at home and to praise them for it. You did a great job. How four most important words, what do you think?
Asking, right?
Yeah. I mean, and the humility of asking others' opinion and valuing it.
Yeah, that's where they'd be quick to listen. Asking questions and getting input, right? That you don't just have all the answers. The three most important words, may I help? Offering. I know I've said for my wife and maybe yours, acts of service is her language.
I was tracking with you, and that was exactly what I was going to say. And I'm like, I don't say those words enough, but my wife is acts of service, love language. Need to do that more.
Mm-hmm.
Two most important words, how about thank you?
Huge.
Gratitude.
Boy, there's things I wanted to teach my kids. It was the two words were thank you. The one word was please. But the most important word, according to this list, is we.
Okay.
Yeah.
We over me, I guess. And I mean, again, if you're boiling it down to one word, there's so many other things, but love and grace certainly seem to be in there too. And when you have a we, if we're talking a marriage concept, you need a lot of love, you need a lot of grace, and you need a lot of forgiveness too.
Yes.
Well, it's that time of week here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo, where we do our best as a public service to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week or so. And that could be news, sports, politics, pop culture, or all of the above. We bring it to you in a condensed fashion because we know you're busy and we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A review of major studies found that one-third of the things the studies said were good for you turned out to actually be bad for you.
And unfortunately, we still have to wait a few years before we know if this review on what's good and bad for you is either good or bad for you.
More waiting.
Waiting with bated breath. Well, summer is finally officially here.
It's been so dry, my lawn guy suggested I switch from fertilizer to an herbal conditioner.
Makes sense.
Someone with the Levi's company says you only need to wash your jeans every 30 to 50 wears.
In other news, Febreze stock just went through the roof.
For sure.
Yes, that person from Levi's really said you only need to wash your jeans once every 30 to 50 times you wear them.
That seems like a good idea until your jeans start standing up on their own.
Doesn't seem natural.
Yeah, kind of scary. A grocery customer in Singapore says he found insects in a pack of spaghetti.
Well, bugs were the original farm-to-table food.
You know, the UN's been pushing for this.
A study found that people underestimate the calories in their fast food meals.
I'd tell you more about what the study said, but I dropped mustard on it.
We'll never know.
And finally this morning, voting is underway in the People's Choice category for the world's ugliest dog contest.
In my opinion, all the dog candidates are ugly enough, but before they get my vote, I want to know what they plan to do about the economy.
Exactly.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Single folks, I know it's not easy, right? It's hard to meet people. It's hard to meet people, again, who, in a God-honoring way. But let me just say, This is not, N-O-T, all in caps, not the way to meet someone. A woman in Indianapolis was robbed and then asked on a date by the man who robbed her at gunpoint. Let's dive into this, shall we? This is real life. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, a woman who shall remain nameless for her own safety was robbed at gunpoint, scary, by a man who stole cash from her purse. And then at gunpoint said, hey, send me a friend request on Facebook. What? What is wrong with our world? The man, who we will name Damian Boyce, Damian, pointed out his Facebook profile to the victim and said, hey, send me a friend request. Again, held her at gunpoint and then left the scene, not in a car. Not sure if Damian has his license. He left the scene on a bike. Not sure that there'd be room for a second person on his bike anyway. Robs her at gunpoint, says, hey, friend me on Facebook, then leaves. The two exchange messages on Facebook, I'm guessing maybe she was just trying to see if she could draw him out so the police could get to him. Anyway, Damian said, hey, I promise I'll pay you back the money, and then asked her on a date. The victim replied, yeah, not interested. She also contacted the police. Mr. Boyce was charged with armed robbery and carrying a handgun as a felon. Again, it's not easy to meet people. I know it's not. But there's got to be a better way than robbing them at gunpoint. Just be smart, be kind, be loving.
The best of the week for the first time in 2 weeks. So I'm pretty proud of this. Caleb, we were stretching back from last Friday through this morning and packed it all into 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Yes, summer arriving at 9:58 this morning, the first half hour of Mid-Mornings with Michelle.
When I was 7 years old, I had to spend 35 days in the hospital in St. Paul, and we lived in Cambridge. And my father faithfully came every day to see me while I was in the hospital.
All right, so here's the headline. Gen Z calls out baby boomers for annoying workplace habits in new survey.
Gen Zers are saying that some of the baby boomer behavior that bugged them was being a little bit too liberal with that reply all button on emails.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't stand that. The number for today is 206,864. That's the number of bounces made on a pogo stick to set the world record 12 years ago. Who was the counter on that?
Need to give a very happy 19th birthday shout out to someone up in the Cameron Rice area. That's my brother Elijah up there in Rice Lake. Happy birthday, Elijah. My second to youngest little brother, I love you. So proud of the man that you're becoming and that God is shaping you to be. And Elijah celebrating his graduation. We're looking forward to that grad party with, I believe, the whole family getting together for the first time in quite a long time. Coming from a few different states. So that'll be this weekend. So happy birthday, Elijah. It's going to be a busy and fantastic week.
I asked you off air. I'm like, did you try strawberries on your cereal this morning? And what did you tell me?
I told you I don't eat strawberries on my cereal, and I just walk around and eat strawberries in the field all day.
There you go.
Hi, Mark. This is Todd Arneson from Rice Lake, Ice One Honor. My dad, Verlin Arneson, he was a prayer warrior, and man, he would spend an hour and a half every night praying. I have a book of 20 years of his prayers. But my favorite memory is when I was a teenager, and I came from a family of eight, so there were four or five teenagers or young adults all the time. And when I was about 16 or 17, my dad would work night shift. And I came into my bedroom and out of my bedroom, and there was my dad on his knees by his bed praying. And I knew he was praying for me. And it so deeply impacted me. I thought about that, of course, you know, and in your teenage years, all the crazy things you do. But I had a praying dad, and he prayed decades for me and my family. And I so appreciated that about my dad. Thanks for letting me share.
We have 1 second of a clip from a song, and folks need to guess at 715-723-2555. They need to guess the artist.
Yeah.
Here is that 1 second for you.
My name is Deb, and I'm calling from Stanley.
What artist, Deb? Who sang that song?
Glenn Campbell.
Is it Glenn Campbell?
You're a winner.
Yes! How in the world did you know that, Deb?
I have a CD of his top hits, and that's one of them.
That is incredible.
Good job.
Yeah, so Havel, the song is, as we play it here,
it's Jesus and Me, Glenn Campbell. And finally, looking for a photo to show on your phone, but it takes forever.
Something that everyone looks silly doing. It's like, I know it's here.
Yeah, I know.
I know it's here.
5 minutes later.
See, the solution that I have is just have tons of pictures of your baby on your phone. And I mean, he's cute in all of them, so don't have to look too far.
You gotta love the Whip Wake Up Show.
Oh, love it. Thank you, Havo. The best of the week.